onto advertising. Slate Magazine's Seth Stevenson has a review of a new TV campaign that parodies one of the stranger recent pastimes, garden gnome kidnapping. Here is Seth's ad report card.
Poor Bill. Someone has stolen his lawn gnome, and the creature is now sending back pictures and messages from his myriad journeys.
Dear Bill, it's gone dotty bonkers, I'm afraid. I've been pilfered from the garden and taken on a ski trip.
We see photos of the red-hatted gnome as he rides on a luge, or cliff dives, plummets into the ocean in Mexico.
Now I'm in Le Quebec. Bonjour, as they say.
At the end of the spot, we learn that we too can roam like the gnome if we use a certain online travel agency.
Book with Travelocity. Don't forget your hat.
Travelocity's roaming gnome campaign is cute, and I'm guessing mildly effective, too. But it will need to evolve, or we'll soon get tired. These spots are based on a now-common prank, in which you steal your neighbor's lawn gnome, lug it around the world, and mail back photos of the gnome astride far-flung landmarks. Whoever first thought to do this is, in my book, an unparalleled genius, and a genius of my favorite stripe, too, useless genius. But by now, the pilfered gnome shtick is played out. It even showed up as a side plot in the 2001 French film Amelie. I should have guessed it would be repurposed as an aid to commerce. Ad imitates art imitates life. But we'll excuse Travelocity's derivativosity. The question is, do these spots do the job? At one time, the leading web travel site, Travelocity has fallen behind Orbitz and current number one Expedia. Can the gnome campaign, launched in January, help turn the tide? The ad agency behind the gnome campaign says on the surface, all these travel sites are basically the same. The gnome is a focal point for consumers to latch onto, forming a bond between themselves and the brand. Yes, that sounds sort of silly, and it's a lot to ask of a lawn statue, but it's just branding 101. See the corporate logo, or the celebrity endorser, or the garden gnome, and you reflexively feel the brand deep in your soul. Garden gnomes, of course, also have some key advantages over a big-name celebrity. They're cheaper and less prone to felony indictment. So far, I deem the gnome at least a minor success because he's already caused me to remember Travelocity when checking for flights and hotels. But the gnome does have a few flaws. For one, he can't move his arms and legs or his facial muscles. How many still shots of an inexpressive gnome can we see before the charm wears off? Another thing is that the gnome has a poncy British accent, which I fear may distance him emotionally from your average American vacation buyer.
Just look at my room. The bath goes all whooshy. One's in danger of getting bubbles up one's whoopsie-daisy.
And that line about the hot tub. Good heavens, must I really be forced to consider the details of the gnome's plaster anatomy? I give this campaign a B-. Travelocity did need a kick in its whoopsie-daisy, but I fear that the gnome has limited staying power.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate.